I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Roughly every 30 seconds, a Latino in the U.S. turns 18. In other words, these new voters could be a political force in coming years. But statistically, Latinos are the least likely ethnic group to go to the polls. The World's Jason Margolis tells us about a push in Texas to get young Latino voters more engaged.
About 100 people gather at City Hall in Houston to rally for a $15 minimum wage. One by one, speakers take the bullhorn, a state representative, a union organizer, a preacher.
Somewhere up the road, we will win the victory for 15.
The speakers are all poised and polished, but also kind of predictable. Then 17-year-old high school senior Mario Sidonio steps forward. He looks shaky and raw, in a good way. My ears perk up.
It's not enough staying here and yelling. We have to go out and vote. We have to want that change. We have to make it happen, okay? We can't just go.
The rally transforms into a march through downtown Houston. A handful of other teens, including Daniel Mesa, join in.
There isn't adrenaline yet. My throat is sore. I feel good. I really do feel good.
I ask Mesa what he thinks he's accomplishing in the streets here.
At the very least, increasing awareness. A lot of people passing in cars have been taking pictures and just watching us. And so I'm sure they'll share it. You know, social media does a lot nowadays to get the word out.
If we don't get it,
shout it out!
These teens are part of a new program called Emerging Latino Leaders. It's a 5-month fellowship being tried in 6 cities in Texas and California. The high school and college students attend weekend seminars, shadow local public officials, and learn about their rights to assemble. After the march, I went out for pizza with the teens and their mentors. Here's Daniel again, along with Mario and Christian Ornelas, debriefing me.
I had a lot of stories that I wanted to tell. And as soon as I got the bullhorn in my hand, I forgot them all.
It was great to see a group of people wanting the same thing and actually fighting for it, actually doing something about it, not just complaining.
I was able to take part in a part of history. I am more sure it will cause change in the near future.
A few days later, I attend a Saturday morning seminar.
Good morning, everyone. How is everybody doing today?
Great.
That doesn't seem like good. All right, let's do that again. Good morning.
That's Carlos Duarte with the nonprofit Mi Familia Vota, which runs the student fellowship.
So today we're going to be speaking about voting rights and whatnot. But before we go into that, we're going to have a little bit of an exercise, just because I heard that young people are always interested in candy. But the trick to this is that we are going to vote on how we're going to distribute the candy.
The teens all seem pretty into it. It's also a fun social gathering that brings together 30 kids from different schools. I pull Mario Sidonio out of class and ask how he's feeling a few days after his speech with the bullhorn.
I was granted a crowd and able to express my thoughts, and I'm really proud of myself and just a bit shocked of how I was able to do that.
Do you want to do it again?
Yeah, definitely. I want to do it again. Despite the nerves, I mean, nerves come and go, but experiences like that, it doesn't really leave.
I ask Mario why he's giving up his Saturdays to be here. He says he feels responsible to vote this year, in part because his parents can't.
My dad was deported, actually, back 2006, and my mother was about to be deported when I was in the 6th grade. That really impacted me because I was just kind of scared at night, you know, of knowing the potential that my parents could be taken away from me.
I hear similar stories from a lot of the students. By the way, Mario says his dad made it back to Texas illegally, and his mom is now a legal resident. I also met with high school senior Nirka Flores. I ask her if there are any presidential candidates she especially dislikes. She says what all the students I met say, Donald Trump and his harsh rhetoric against Latino immigrants.
Scary part? Not Donald Trump becoming president, because I'm pretty sure he's just a show. But the scary part is many people think like him.
Most of the students I meet say they're planning to vote for Bernie Sanders. A couple say Hillary Clinton. And Dulce Ramirez, who's 18, says she won't vote for anyone. She's not a U.S. citizen.
Well, I wasn't born here, but I've been here for 14 years of my life.
I ask her why she is giving up her Saturdays to learn about a political process she can't fully participate in.
Well, you know, I can really make a difference. I can still tell my friends it's important for you to vote, because if you don't vote, you're pretty much letting somebody else make the decision for you.
The student leaders all seem to grasp the challenge they've been given. Not only voting themselves, but motivating a historically apathetic group to put faith in the democratic process. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Houston.